producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen and my friends, Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer is under the weather, hopefully back on the morrow. We can do something about Jennifer. Can't do anything about Justice Scalia, who's more under the weather. As Rush Limbaugh used to say, he's assumed room temperature. And so with his going quail hunting, this ranch that he went to was right outside of El Paso. I wonder what sort of hoopla. This is our affiliation with KTSM in El Paso, one of the longest running affiliations we have with this program. People listening there, what sort of local input is there? Is just they brought him into a local El Paso mortuary, and he's going to be flown back to Washington.
That's done. He's here.
Yeah, is he back to Washington
now?
Yeah, okay. Lots of input. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on all of the political hopefuls, presidential operatives who are talking a lot about what to do, what did he do, how did it work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the input on social media. Billy writes, this is the backward thinking of the GOP. They'll convince themselves that being obstructionist will win them the popular vote, when in reality, isn't the whole country tired of that predictable response? The answer, Billy, is yes, they don't get it. They do not get it. They don't get it. And the Democrats are just as bad, both sides. Don writes, the president should nominate. That's his right and duty. Senate could then advise and consent, which is their place. The people will then judge and vote accordingly to the senator's actions, period. Yep, that's the right way to handle it. Don, thank you for that. Blake writes, deeply disturbing. The immoral and foolish far left is destroying our nation. Well, you could say that. I don't know about destroying the nation. They're not helping. The radical right and the liberal left are not where the mainstay, and thank God for that. Except that during the primary season, when you put somebody in, like I suppose Obama would be an example of that, who certainly is no moderate, then you get what you get. And then in order to get elected, for people to get into positions of power in the primaries, they have to say what the right. I mean, listen to what George Bush said, a lot of the others, about who needs to be nominated, a strict constructionist and a conservative. They all use that, throw that phony word conservative around. And, you know, what does it get you? Or phony, the liberals and that terminology. And what you get is what you get and what you got. So where is there? It's a hard road to hoe. It's hard to find people that will be acceptable, especially with the torrent of negativism, thanks to the 24-hour news cycle. It comes from both sides. All these experts and commentators. Why listen to that garbage? Listen to yourself. Listen to your own thinking and follow your own guidance. You know, what really bothers me, one of the reasons we don't put political callers, or one of the reason that I don't do, I mean, this season I find myself nauseous having to spend as much time on this as I feel we do, because it is the season and it is important and it is about the future of the country. But you listen to the pandering of these people, it's nauseous. It really is. Here's Robert, who writes, lots to talk about. Nothing. The 2014 election of GOP Senate assured that Obama won't win approval of a nominee. He can nominate till he's blue in the face. I don't think that's true. I think he could find somebody in the middle, but they want to partner.
He won't, though.
Yeah.
He won't. He's going to try and leave a legacy, and,
right,
and they won't let it happen. And
no,
we'll sit here and argue about it until the next president comes.
Let's not argue, Richie. I don't like arguing.
No, you and I are going to be fine. We could find somebody. You and
absolutely.
I can agree on something.
Absolutely. Me.
Right.
Yep. I'd be a great Supreme Court justice. Well, it would be.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think you have the... you wouldn't want anything for life.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it would be good. I'd stay for a while.
Yeah, and right.
The only thing I've got for life
years
is...
And you'd be like, all right, I'm bored of this. I got to get out of here.
The only thing that's good about... The only thing that is about life or for life is me being on this radio program. Can you imagine a Supreme Court justice doing a radio program? How cool would that be?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. I always thought I almost ran for Congress a number of years ago in Florida when there was a vacancy. I can't remember who the guy was, but it was in the district in Palm Beach where I've had family and been there on the radio, been connected to that area for 40 years. And it really, at that time, it sort of went through. I think you and I talked about that.
Yeah.
If I was early on when I was here with you and doing a program from Washington as a congressman, wouldn't that be cool? You could do it.
Now, you can't do it while you're running.
No, you can't do it while you're running.
But you could do it while you are sitting
and as
a congressman.
And then you'd have a big to-do about, well, what is the election cycle away, these bozos in the news media. As soon as we get a president in 2016, they'll be on to, okay, who's going to be the next president? It's asinine. Meredith and I were talking about this Saturday night with this stuff. There's nothing new coming from these debates. It's just a news media fiasco, a way for them to make money and get an audience. It's just too much. What are they saying that's new? Nothing, other than now that Scalia's dead. That gives them something to talk about, but there's nothing new in all this.
The main purpose at this point is, okay, my guy is gone. Like for me, I liked Carly Fiorina.
Yeah,
on. Okay, so now who do I like? I don't know.
Listen to me, Richie. I'll guide you.
Yeah.
I'll guide you well.
You'll have me voting for Bloomberg.
Yep, I might, as a matter of fact.
Not happening.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. In a moment, the results of a driver going the wrong way.
Been there.
Good morning, Jane. Wow, you're glowing. You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night long!
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Okay, so let's have the sense of a couple of talk radio callers that we recorded earlier about the passing of Scalia and how it ought to be handled. Here's a caller who doesn't believe a Supreme Court appointment ought to be politicized by either side.
The thing to me is, if a true jurist is appointed, it's not going to matter what party is in the executive branch. I mean, just look, remember Sandra Day O'Connor. You know, it's if you have an independent judiciary with a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, it's going to free the reins from the political bindings that they have, just as the framers had intended. So to see what's about to happen here with the very partisan fights that are going to happen outside of the Senate, which, I mean, a bloodbath of a confirmation hearing really is, you know, to be expected. Mm-hmm. But we have Scalia was unanimously confirmed. Ginsburg was unanimously confirmed. We are in an environment today that is very toxic, and this should not be politicized.
Yeah, I think he's right about that.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. How are you going to keep that from happening?
We know how that works out for you.
Yeah. Here's a caller says the president has the right to pick a nominee and the Senate has a right to block him.
This is a complete shock, I'll tell you, with Scalia. I turned on the TV last night, I saw the news, and I kind of shrieked like a little girl, and my wife come running in. What's the matter? When I pointed at I couldn't even speak. I pointed at the TV, but, you know, she couldn't. She doesn't follow it, so she didn't get the severity of it. I think this next election, I mean, just it's increased 10 or 100-fold who gets in this next election. I'm independent, but I am a conservative, and just this is kind of like a free pick for Obama. I think he will, and it kills me to say, I think he has the right to do it, to pick. I mean, he is a sitting president. I hate to say that because I don't want to imagine who he's going to throw up there. I also think it's the Senate's, you know, Senate's job to block them if they can, and if they want to, they hold the Senate. As Obama's fond of saying, elections have consequences.
Take a deep breath, sir.
Yeah. Looks like he needs one. Short of it.
But isn't it amazing how people take all this, oh my God, this is horrible. How's this going to affect your life when it gets right down to the brass tacks of it all?
The way that we're being governed over the past decade or more, the district courts and the Supreme Courts are more in play than it seems like they've ever been.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
We make a law in the state of Virginia here, and then who knows what court's going to overturn it.
Mm-hmm.
And in California, but those people, whatever they vote for, never gets in play because it gets overturned.
Anxiety and fear are part of all of this. Speaking of that, the governor's counselor in Oklahoma who resigned, there's another investigation, executions in Oklahoma, much the same as in Texas and some of the other states where there are a lot of them, Florida, becoming very much a political football. There's another official, this is the third one, who stepped down since a grand jury began investigating all these mistakes. Remember, well, we've talked about the death penalty and whether or not there, with consciousness, ought to be a bottom line to the death penalty and how it is applied. But the state of Oklahoma has made all kinds of mistakes. And so let me turn this around for a second, because there's a situation in Ohio that took place over the weekend where the driver of a wrong-way car killed 5 people. This guy had been in jail earlier in the day on a DUI. So he gets out, he gets drunk, he goes down Interstate 75 in Dayton, and he kills 5 people in an SUV. There's the death penalty. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy deserves to, either that or people say, well, he deserves to live with himself in jail without having any alcohol for the rest of his life to live with what he did. There have been 10 fatal crashes like this in Ohio in the past year. People who get out after DUI, 10 of them, where like 40 people have died in the last year. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Songs this week in 2005, starting with Adam Levine and Maroon 5, She'll Be Loved. This is good, Richie. Crank it up. Number 5.
Stars of the show Empire,
yeah,
was tweeting out during the Super Bowl and thought that Coldplay was Maroon 5, and he said that Maroon 5 was really great.
Really?
This for him. To which Adam Levine replied on Twitter, dude, it wasn't us. Thank you.
That's right, dude.
All right, let's move to the number 4 slot. This week in 2005 belonged in part to Martina McBride in My Daughter's Eyes.
I am a hero.
Isn't that amazing?
I
what great stories people can come up with and base them on 8 notes.
But
stories, you know, thousands of new songs every week.
She was
come
sent
up.
To rescue me. I see who I want to be.
Martina McBride, well-known country artist, crossing over to the pop field. Number 4 this week, 2005 is the year. Keith Urban, number
3.
Another country, yeah. Number 3. He'll Think of Me.
In fact, I feel a whole lot better. But you think of me, you think of me.
One of the lead
singer, guitar player, and writer for one of my favorite bands, Better Than Ezra.
Yeah.
In the last several years, moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
So that he could concentrate on writing songs for, and that's where it's at right now. I mean, you look at this crossover between Martina McBride and Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. All these guys are the money, once you're kind of 45 and not a pop artist anymore,
yeah,
is just going to Nashville and writing songs for other bands.
Yeah, I was listening. I was up at a farm ranch in Palm Springs when Meredith and I went there a couple of weeks ago, and outside for the animals' benefit, the fellow that ran the farm was playing a Pandora country music, a traditional old country music station, as that's what they call it on Pandora, and it was terrific. Oh my God, that music for me hits it much more than the current pop. It's pop country, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so number three, Keith Urban proving my position there. Kelly Clarkson in the number two spot. This week, 2005, the focus. Top five songs, Kelly Clarkson, The Breakaway. She's very talented. She was the first winner, wasn't she, in American Idol?
She was.
Yeah, look what she's done with her career. Opened up some great doors for her. But she made it work. I mean, you got to have it.
Nope, she's definitely made it work.
Yeah, you got to make it work.
Stood on her own.
Yeah, you take it and then you run with it. All right, I like this one. This is a big. This one in Maroon 5 are my two favorites this week in 2005. Number one, Los Lonely Boys.
What year was this?
Nah, it's 2005. Number one this week. Yeah, I know.
Sitting outside my friend Kim's funeral. She just passed away and we just buried her. And I was sitting outside the funeral listening to this song, How Far to Heaven.
Pretty far. When you get right down to it, it blows your mind.
11 years ago.
Synchronicity.
Yep.
All right, crank it up, Richie. Los Lonely Boys, number one this week, 2005.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Class action lawsuits play an important role in our justice system. They can make it easier for large groups of people who have been injured or harmed to obtain justice by sharing legal representation. However, a petition filed recently with the U.S. Supreme Court reveals that an alarming number of class action lawsuits are enriching the lawyers while their clients get almost nothing. For example, a class action lawsuit filed over a popular brand of batteries resulted in a payday for the lawyers of $5.7 million, but their clients got less than $350,000 combined. Put another way, the lawyers got 94% of the settlement money, while their clients got only 6%. That's only 5 cents for each of the 7 million folks who were harmed. Let's be fair. Compare that to the already high 33% charged by most of the contingency fee lawyers advertising on TV, and we can see just how outrageous that is. So how can this happen? Learn how by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrance Financial can help. Benetrance proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrance.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrance Financial, funding for the life of your business.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello! 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 Hello!
I want to know what's in your water.
Zika! Well, whatever that stuff is. What is it? It's in there. We'll find out in a moment. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. My friend Mitch McFadden is here. My friend Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few moments to give us an update on the Zika situation. Did they or didn't they? Do they or don't they? Have they or haven't they? Will they or won't they?
Maybe.
Maybe or maybe not. That is the question. Okay, so the latest... if nobody else is an authority on Kanye West, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am.
You are.
The authority on Kanye West. And so, as we continue to follow this exciting story...
Because he's such an interesting person.
He's a fabulous guy. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so among his most outrageous moments is the latest... this is a Twitter campaign aimed at getting somebody from Facebook to give him money, which is well thought out, as you can imagine. Let's start a campaign to get Mark Zuckerberg to give me money by going to Twitter to ask him. So anyway, Pizza Hut has decided to respond to Kanye West's Twitter plea as well. There's a bit of a mock here, though, I think, Richie.
Oh, they're having some fun.
In case you missed it, West went on Twitter... claiming he's $53 million in the hole. And he asked Mark Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion into Kanye West's ideas. So then the pizza chain decided that they would recreate the Kanye West Life of Pablo album artwork to read The Love of Pizza. So you can see that All over the place at Kanye West. Love the new cover they wrote. Can't wait to hear the album. Hope Zuckerberg gives you the cash. Is the economy...
President's out there. Are they following up?
No, right.
It says, stop telling everyone you need dough, D-O-U-G-H, and
right.
try needing K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Right. Yep.
Some dough.
Yeah.
We got your CV today. You start at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then
right.
they post a copy.
Give him a job.
They post a copy of his resume.
Right.
Skills. Rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion design, spelled funny.
Yeah.
Keeping a straight face.
Uh-huh.
Being the greatest.
Yeah.
And album cover design. Experiences.
Right.
Rapping.
Uh-huh.
Fashion design.
See how they spell fashion?
Mm-hmm. Making the best shoes ever. Sit-ups.
Uh-huh.
Baggy pants.
Uh-huh.
References.
God.
Taylor Swift.
Oh,
cross
out.
That one out.
Right, yeah.
Kanye, Kim, and Northwest.
Uh-huh. So he, by the way, admits to being rich on his own, but his business interests have lost him $53 million. He can still buy and sell, most of us, when it comes to buying outrageous things. So there's a little pop sugar there for you, boys and girls.
You know, the sad part is there's a nice guy in there somewhere.
Probably.
Where did they see him? When he was on American Idol last month.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretended to be a new contestant.
Yeah.
And he just kind of went with it and did his audition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny. He was laughing and smiling and affable. And you liked him.
Yeah.
And you want to see more of that, because you got to know that there's somebody in there, real human being in there.
I mean, people, it may be a shtick. This may be all. Look at, we're talking about this guy.
Yep.
We are talking about Kanye West.
All he has to do is demean Taylor Swift.
Right.
And boom, the whole
and he's
world
everywhere.
Starts talking
everywhere.
About him. Who's this Paul McCartney guy? I made him famous.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway. There are, speaking of being famous, story at DougSteffen.com today on the Westminster Dog Show, won by a German short-haired pointer. Thousands of dogs competing. 140th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The best in show. You look at a picture of this. We posted it at DougSteffen.com, Richie. Best in show. This is a...
here's some audio from the best dog in the show. You ready?
Who's your what? Oh, yeah, please. Where is that? Just like Hillary Clinton. Huh. Amazing. Was she
that
in the
dog
show,
could be
too?
President of the United States.
Right. Could be. All right, so we got this German short-haired pointer, number one. Number two, reserve best in the show went to a Borzoi hound named Lucy, who came in from Japan. Anyway, you can get the story behind the story. The dog's name, by the way, is CJ, Blue Ribbon, for Best in Show. How many people watch this? This has become the...
It's big.
I bet you more people watched this thing last night than anything else on television. What do you bet?
I would say you're right. At least parts of it.
Yeah.
Everybody watches at least a few minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see what the dogs look like. Very good. And in the meantime, posting on Facebook, I'm going to take more and more. Meredith is very big into saving, and so am I, saving dogs. But she finds some very interesting posts, and I'm going to sort of repost them on my personal and the Good Day Show Facebook page. Pictures of dogs who have been mistreated. As a matter of fact, what I saw there yesterday, some woman who has come on to Facebook looking for dogs anywhere, and she comes out, what she presents is, I'm going to rescue all the dogs and take care of them. In fact, what she's doing with the dogs is training them to fight and putting them into those fight circles.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll post that picture of that woman so that you would know not to give a dog to her.
There's a special place in Hades for a
yep,
chick like that.
Sure as hell is. You're right about that. Thank you. Do you know, yesterday I was listening to a discussion on a talk radio program of a big to-do here. This, I wish Jennifer were here to talk about this. There is an $8 billion set aside to build a high-speed rail train between San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, like we do have on the East Coast, the Acela that goes from Boston to New York to Philadelphia. To
love it.
Want to do the same thing.
It loses money every
year.
Love it.
Tons of dough. But instead of that, because the surveys suggest that politicians want it, but the public doesn't. 63% of those who were surveyed in the last couple of months say, no, we don't want to spend $8 billion on a fast train. We'd rather take that money and use it to build water tanks. Do you realize... And this is, again, God, government malfeasance. There is,
desalinization problem.
Well, that, some way of protecting the water supply, water tanks, water infrastructure, that sort of, no. The government would rather spend $8 billion on a damn train that really doesn't have, you know, people rather drive up the coast. I mean, the train, I've taken the slow train, it's beautiful. But they need to spend $8 billion reworking the track, buying new equipment, that sort of thing. Instead of spending the money to build facilities to keep the water that is now, this year is a great supply of water coming down from the mountains because there's been a lot of precipitation and frankly there's been a lot of rain here. They got no place to keep the water. There's no water, but they have no, if they have water, where do they keep it? We don't know.
People.
You people.
You people that own homes in California, live in California.
I know.
How do you allow this stuff?
Well, we don't. That's the government. It's another one of these things. They have to get 285,000 signatures. No, 585,000 signatures to get it on the ballot in November. And they're going to have to spend, they're raising, the public interest folks are raising $2 million to hire a company to go get signatures so that they got to get 1 million signatures so they know they got 500,000 good ones to put it on the ballot so that the referendum question will be asked and people can vote for putting that money into the infrastructure to save water rather than building a train. But it shows you how arrogant public policymakers are and how they just don't pay attention. You got to wonder, follow the money, as my pals say, where who's going to benefit from the train. Obviously, more people on the inside are going to benefit from that. That's why they want to push it instead of building these water receptacles. It's just, it's incredible. All right, food for thought. Speaking of that, a couple of minutes from Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to update us on his read regarding Zika and whether it's Monsanto or what other bits and pieces of input we have here. So stand by for that next year on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, Focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
46 after the hour here on Good Day. Let's welcome in Dr. Ron Hoffman, who practices medicine in New York and also on the radio. Has a great radio program you hear on many of these same stations every weekend. He also does his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, a publication every week that's connected to his website and his podcasts, all kinds of articles, including one that focuses on a natural way to solve the problems that a lot of people have with dry skin in the wintertime. How big a problem is this, and how do you fix it, according to your newsletter, Ron?
Well, it is, because the average, here in New York, the average New York City apartment, the humidity is actually lower than the Sahara Desert in the middle of July.
Really?
Less than 5%, so skin gets really desiccated. You turn the heat up, and then it just sucks all the moisture out of the air, mm-hmm. and then that, in turn, sucks the moisture out of your skin, and then, of course, there's the cold blasts of Arctic air. And that further desiccates your skin. So I offer some tips on how to deal with that. And, you know, there are a lot of creams and emollients you can apply to your skin, but I actually believe that people should get a lube job from within. They should be taking essential oils by mouth, and that ultimately can save your skin from damage. So I list some of the steps that people should take in an article.
All right, so check that out and sign up for the podcast. Very good medical information at Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Okay, so Monsanto is accused by some conspiratorialists of being behind the Zika virus. What say you, what think you about this and the latest information that seems to be prevalent on Zika?
Well, you know, every serious crisis deserves a good conspiracy theory, right? You need to bring in the black helicopter folks to explain things away. Right. Look, there is something going on here. There's an outbreak of microcephaly, which is a small head. It's a devastating neurological birth defect that is afflicting primarily women in South America. And as the seasons change and as temperatures increase in the northern hemisphere, we may see this move towards us. This is actually a big deal, even here in New York, where we got each and every doctor in New York got an urgent email suggesting that if a woman is pregnant and has been in one of these countries, that we test her with a newly available test for Zika virus because it could put the baby at risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy theory is that, no, it's not about the Zika virus, which is a mosquito-borne virus. It's actually about a campaign to spray for mosquitoes by a company that's not even Monsanto. It's a subsidiary of Monsanto mm-hmm. that is spraying a questionable chemical into the environment in parts of South America, and that is actually what's responsible for the birth defects, and that they're using this Zika outbreak as kind of a cover-up to masquerade away the fact that...
What's your gut telling you?
And my gut tells me that these chemicals are harmful, but I really think there is something to it about the Zika virus.
There's something to the Zika virus from the mosquito.
Right. Here's another aspect of the conspiracy theory, which is that they're hyping the Zika outbreak in order to create yet another profitable vaccine for the pharmaceutical industry that they're going to administer to everyone, and there may be something to that, because every time there's a new threat, new virus, illness, yet another vaccine gets developed, and that could ultimately be profitable.
Right. Well, there's a look at the board of directors of Monsanto and related companies, and look at board of directors on some of the drug companies, and you come up with a duh. What do you think of the passing of Judge Scalia and the fact that there was no autopsy? Isn't that unusual for somebody?
It really strikes me because, you know, very quickly they said, well, he died of natural causes. I mean, he went in his room and he lay down and he was dead. Okay, that is a plausible scenario. We haven't yet heard from his doctor. I wonder, they said he had multiple medical problems, so it made it more
possible.
And he'd
been to the doctor a couple of times a week before.
Whatever. And so he had issues. He had medical issues. It didn't look like particularly healthy individual. He was overweight.
Yeah.
But look, I think it's bad for him because let's say a senator or a president or a vice president would die under similar circumstances. They would say, I'm sorry, but we really have to investigate this.
Right,
we need to look into this because it's a big deal. It's not just an ordinary schmo. You know, this is a guy who really holds the fate of the United States in his hands, so to speak, because of judicial decisions.
Yeah, right. So you think there should have been an autopsy? I do, too. Interesting to see where all this
investigation
goes. Right. All right. drhoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You heard about it here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 After.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are very happy to have Warren Eckstein from
Giddy
the Pet
almost.
Show. Yes, right. I'm going to go through some of the links that we've been sharing here. I'm going to put more of them on my Facebook page. People to look out for. People who are taking animals and abusing them. We'll get to that. Plus, Warren has a story that he's posted in the Better Living box, actually, at DougSteffen.com. The story of a shelter that offers sanctuary to abused pets from the Pet Show's Facebook page. Social media important to our mission here on Good Day. So Warren joins me in a moment.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling takes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now?
Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, fly with me, guide birds through trees, gobble tasty bees, easy tap-to-flap controls, fun and addictive.
Nice.
Fly with me.
It's a hit. Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. So more and more I'm posting and my friends are posting on their Facebook page stories of people who are appearing as one, but then in fact doing another. When it comes to, there's a picture that we have of a woman who has been, she's on Facebook. Her name is Lexi Williams. She offers to adopt her foster dogs and then uses them for fighting. So I wonder if these do any good. I'm happy to have people, as many people as possible, and I got thousands of people that follow me on Facebook, and you do too, tens of thousands, who would look at this picture and say, all right, maybe I've seen this way. If we get one person to find and stop an incident like this, it's worth all the exposure, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's one of those things that people don't realize how it takes place. For example, let's take Craigslist, for example. Mm-hmm. If you go to Craigslist under pets, you'll see all these dogs and cats for adoption. And a good majority of them are going to wind up in puppy mills for breeding purposes or, as you said, for dog fighting purposes or other inhumane purposes. So anytime, you know, if it looks like abuse, if it smells like abuse, it's a duck and you need to report it and do something about it.
Another post here about a judge named Durden in Polk County, Florida, who put away a convicted dog fighter for 20 years. And you look at the dog and you just, you can't imagine. People say, well, folks that murder other human beings don't get 20 years. Why? They're both the same as far as I'm concerned. So you've posted also the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com, this shelter that's offering sanctuary to abused dogs. You post these things frequently. What kind of response do you get from listeners, really, about these?
It's amazing, the response I got just a couple of weeks ago, Doug. I took a dog that was really, really abused. The dog was blind, the dog was deaf, and the dog had 3 legs. It sounds like a joke, but I don't mean it. It's a serious situation. It was kind of an old English sheepdog mix. It was at a shelter, ready to be put to sleep. And I said, the dog may only have 6 months or a year left to live, but let it die with a smile on its face. I posted it on my Facebook page. I talked about it on the radio show, and God bless my audience. One of my listeners adopted the dog knowing the dog may only have 6 months or a year to live, but said to me, Warren, at least the dog will know with love before he crosses the Rainbow Bridge. So it does make a major difference. The post that you put on, I put on, and other people in the media that put on about animals being abused makes all the difference in the world.
What do you make of the winner of the Westminster Dog Show, this German short-haired pointer? Or any of them.
Having spent a lot of years in Germany working with the pointers, an incredible breed of dogs, although I'm not a big fan of Westminster. I used to commentate from there every single year with Roger Karras and some other people. But the bottom line was this. If you take a look at that German Shepherd, it's a beautiful, beautiful dog, but it's not the type of German Shepherd that was bred to herd sheep. You can look at the back legs, so it was more bred for looks than purpose.
59 after on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.